بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره وشيعته إن شاء الله. We started talking about what happens after Imam Zaman أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف comes in respect to moral, religious, cultural situation in آخر الزمان. One of the things which is mentioned is that Imam Zaman would remove all the chains that have been tied and fastened around human beings. Indeed, this is what we have about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran. That one of the tasks of the Prophet was وَيَزَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. In the time of Jahiliyyah, people suffered a lot. They were not really free. Why? Because they were chained. They didn't have chance to freely live, to freely think, to freely live with other people. Everything was under heavy burden of ignorance, wrong customs, superstitions. And one of the tasks of the Prophet was to liberate people from the burden of all these unneeded, unnecessary things. So prophets are the people who liberate us, not the people who put us under pressure. Unfortunately, because people sometimes are interested in the freedom in its bad sense, in its negative sense, which means to be able to do whatever you wish, whatever you like. So they think religion puts some burden on them. They want not to be committed to anything. So if someone says, okay, you should be honest, you should keep your promises, you should tell the truth, you should be looking after the people who are in need, the poor people, this and this, they think this is taking away their freedom. And say, okay, let's celebrate our freedom. Why we accept these, you know, obligations and compulsions? And this is why you see today there are many people who are interested in spirituality, because they think materialistic life is not enough for them. But they are afraid of following systematic religions, because they see that if they follow systematic religions, there would be so many tasks and obligations. So they say, okay, let's have our spirituality and at the same time be totally free. We don't need to go to any place of worship. We don't need to pay any money to anyone. We don't need to have any rituals. But at the same time be spiritual. And this is why some people choose some Eastern, you know, religions like, you know, Buddhism. Because they think it gives them some idea, it gives them some spirituality. At the same time, they are very free and relaxed, and whatever they want, they can do. Just some addition to their life. Or maybe they think by some kind of exercises like yoga or whatsoever, you know, they can have some concentration and, you know, so they can enjoy. And the Quran says that this is something rooted in human being. يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانَ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ. Insan wants, human being wants to see no barrier in front of him. Whatever he wants to do. Doesn't want to commit himself. Okay, this is the very short-sighted understanding of freedom. But if we look carefully, we see these people are not free. They think they are free, but indeed they are imprisoned. They have their own cage inside themselves. They cannot get rid of this prison that they have created for themselves. So these people are not people who are very strong. If you bring a little change to their lifestyle, they become mad. If the food they are used to is changed, they become mad. These are not free people. They think they are free, but indeed these are the people who are imprisoned, these are the people who are very weak, and they are easily disturbed, they are easily disappointed, and these are the people that very easily may commit suicide, because they feel there is nothing that's worth living. We have another sense of freedom, and that is freedom in its real sense. That is freedom which starts within yourself. To be free means to be able to resist against your temptations. To be so strong that you are not just going after what you wish or what you desire. You go after what you think it is appropriate. Freedom is not what is not to do what you like. Freedom is to be able to do what you should do. This is freedom. If I am able enough, if I am strong enough to do what I should do, so I am free. If this is taken away by external forces or internal forces, I am not free. If I know what should I do, but I cannot practice that, this I am not free. But if I do just what I wish, without being able to do what I really should do, this is not freedom. So the prophets come to celebrate this real freedom. We want to celebrate this real freedom that Allah has given us. And Imam Ali alayhi salam told Imam Hassan, لا تكن عبد غيرك قد جعلك الله حرا. Do not be servant of anyone. Allah has created you free. This is the freedom that Allah has given us, and you should not serve anyone. Neither any human being outside, nor our own lower desires. When Imam Zaman, Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, comes, one of the things that he does is to give us back this freedom. He releases us from all these chains and ropes that have kept us unable to really move and to breathe. For example, there is a hadith. This hadith is a very beautiful hadith, and I have the whole text of hadith, but it takes time. I just mentioned some of it. And this is the hadith that in the end Abu Basir says that, you know, Abu Basir is one of famous companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and also Imam Baqir. In the end he says, لو لم تسمع في دهرك إلا هذا الحديث لكفاك. He says, if in your own life, whole life, you haven't heard except this hadith, this would be sufficient. فَسُنْهُ إِلَّا أَنْ أَهْلَهُ. Do not disclose this hadith except to the people whom you can trust. So because I can trust you, so I mention this hadith. But I mention part of it. And Abi Basir and Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam,
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, Qala Abi li Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. My father, means Imam Baqir, told Jabir ibn Abdullah. You know, we have Jabir ibn Abdullah and we have Jabir ibn Yazid. Both of them were great people. But Jabir ibn Abdullah is one of the companions of the Prophet who lived till the time of Imam Baqir. So he was with Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Sajjad, and Imam Baqir. And he is the one that the Prophet mentioned name of all 12 Imam for him. And then when he reached Imam Baqir, said, say my salam to him. And he lived by the time of Imam Baqir. So Imam Sadiq says that my father told Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, I have some haja, means I want you something, some favor. Whenever it's convenient for you, I want to be with you and have a private conversation. Then Jabir said, whenever you want, I am at your service. So one day, Imam Baqir and Jabir met. Then Imam Baqir said, Ya Jabir, أخبرني عن اللوح الذي رأيته في يد أمي فاطمة بنت رسول الله. Oh Jabir, tell me about the plate that you saw in hand of my mother Fatima. وما أخبرتك به أمي أنه في ذلك اللوح المكتوب. And what my mother told you is written on that plate. فقال جابر. Then Jabir replied, أشهد بالله, Allah is witness, that أني دخلت على أمك فاطمة في حياة رسول الله. When the Prophet was alive, I went to visit Lady Fatima to congratulate him for the birth of Hussein. And I saw a green plate in her hands. I thought it's zumurrud. You know zumurrud, green jewelry. And there was something like a white paper. Something like a white book or paper. I told Lady Fatima, بِأَبِي وَأُمِّي, may my father and mother be your ransom, يَا بِنْتَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What is this plate? She said, هَذَا لَوْهٌ أَحْدَاهُ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. This is the plate that Allah has given as a gift to the Prophet. In this plate is name of my father, my husband, my sons, and the successors of the Prophet from my progeny. And my father gave me this plate as a gift, as a bishara. Then Jabir said, your mother Fatima passed the plate to me, so I read and made a note of it. Then Imam Sadiq says, my father told Jabir, halaka ya Jabir an ta'rizahu alayya. Could you please show me what made a note, the note that you made, could you show me? Qala na'am, said yes. Then Imam Baqir and Jabir walked to the house of Jabir. And Jabir showed that note that he had made. Then Imam Baqir alayhi salam told Jabir, you look at your note, me without looking at that, read it for you. So Imam started reading what was in the note of the Jabir. And everything Imam said, letter by letter, was in the note that Jabir had. And Jabir said, أَشْهَدُ بِاللَّهِ أَنِّي هَكَذَا رَأَيْتُهُ فِي اللَّهِ مَكْتُوبًا. Allah is witness that exactly this is what I saw on the plate. This is what is actually there. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. هذا كتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم لمحمد نبيه ونوره وسفيره وحجابه ودليله. This is a message from Allah to Muhammad, His Prophet, His Light, His Envoy, His Guide. نزل به الروح الأمين. And this has been brought down by Jibreel. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Himself, about the idea of Tawheed, about that the fact that people should only hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should only worship Allah, should only trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have never sent any prophet except that I have made a successor for him. I have made you superior to other prophets, and I have made your successor superior to the successors of other prophets. Then I have honored you with your grandchildren Hassan and Hussein. I made Hassan the source for my knowledge after his father dies. And I made Hussein the treasure of my revelation, and I have honored him with martyrdom, and I'm going to end his life with sa'ada, means to be fortunate, to be happy. And huwa afzalu man istushhada, he is the greatest person who has ever been martyred. Wa arfa'u shuhada darajatan, and among all the martyrs, he is the first. This is Sayyid al-Shuhada. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Imam Sajjad, about Imam Baqir, and all the Imams are mentioned here with some of the characteristics. Then reaches Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah. Before Imam Mahdi talks about Imam Hassan al-Askari, أُخْرَجُ مِنْهُ الدَّاعِ إِلَى سَبِيلِي وَالْخَازِنْ لِعِلْمِ الْحَسَنِ. After the 10th Imam, I appoint the one who invites people towards my path, and he has the knowledge from me, and that is Hassan. Then he says, وَأُكْمِلُ ذَلِكَ بِبْنِهِ مُحَمَّدٍ Rahmatan lil alamin. But Muhammad is written separately, the letters. I will complete after him this chain of successors with his son. You know, the name of Imam Zaman is the same name as the Prophet, but in that time the Shia were supposed not to mention Imam by name. Rahmatan lil alamin. This is very interesting. We will talk about this later. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mercy for all the inhabitants of the world. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. The same quality is inherited by Imam Zaman. He is رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. عَلَيْهِ كَمَالُ مُوسَى وَبَهَاءُ عِيسَى وَصَبْرُ أَيُّوبَ. He has the perfection of Moses and the awe of Isa and patience of Ayyub. Then فَيَذِلُّ أَوْلِيَاءِ فِي زَمَانِ فَيُقْتَلُونَ وَيُحْرَقُونَ وَيَكُونُونَ خَائِفِينَ مَرْعُوبِينَ وَجَلِينَ. In his time, means time of Imamah of Imam Zaman, time of Qaybah of Imam Zaman, my awliya, my servants, my true servants, my friends, will be made humble, or will be humiliated. They will be killed. They will be burned. They will be fearful. Their blood will paint the earth. They will suffer a lot. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَوْلِيَاءِ حَقَّ. These are my true friends. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with them I remove all the calamities and fitna. And then, what is mentioned here is that with them I remove zalazal, which literally means earthquakes. We talked about earthquake, or maybe it means another thing. And with them I remove all the chains and burdens and locks which have locked up the people. So people will be released, will be liberated. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Upon whom are salutations and mercy of Allah. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And these are the people who have been able to find the right path. I just mentioned the beginning of hadith and end of hadith, but this is very important hadith. And as you see, this is very important that in a very short message Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet has mentioned this, that people finally would be released and liberated. And I think this is, we should stress on when we talk about Imam Zaman, that Imam Zaman is a liberator. It's someone who comes and makes humanity free. Another thing that we had in this hadith, you noticed, is that Imam Zaman is Rahmatun lil Alameen, mercy for all human beings and jinns and whoever is able to think and contemplate. Because Alameen is very profound term. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. What does Alameen mean? Normally in English translations of Quran, what I have seen is that they just put worlds. But Alameen doesn't mean worlds. Alameen is not just worlds. In Arabic, if they want to say worlds, they would say Awalim. They don't say Alameen. Alameen is irregular, plural form, but it doesn't mean worlds. It means inhabitants of the world which can think, which can have knowledge. So it includes jinns, it includes human beings, it includes angels. Maybe there are other creatures of Allah that can think and we don't know. It includes all of them. But it doesn't include things which are not able to think. Of course, the Prophet is merciful for everything, but what this term is mentioning is those inhabitants of the world that can think and can have knowledge. Okay? This is the meaning of Alameen. And Imam Zaman is Rahmatun lil Alameen. This is also something important. Unfortunately,